This segment of Entrepreneur Shit Happens is brought to you by Maylee Designs. Maylee Designs is a Better Business Bureau accredited company with over 17 years of business under its belt and 30 years of experience. With 5-star reviews, professional service, great customer service, and top-notch designs, you can get all your branding needs done for your small business. Go to MaeleeDesigns.com. That's www.MaeleeDesigns.com for your free consultation. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Entrepreneur Shit Happens. Stay tuned and listen to myself, T. Marlene, and co-host Castra Troy speak with Tara Haleslip, who is a mindfulness coach. She will give us some tips and tricks on how to tap into mindfulness to help guide your entrepreneurial journey, while also telling us a little bit about her actual entrepreneurial journey. Hope you enjoy. Bye.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Do us a favor and introduce yourself and tell our listeners, what do you do?
My name is Tara Haleslip. I am the CEO of Grounded Energy 111. I'm also an international best-selling author and a spiritual career mentor. So what I do is I mainly work with women in career development and growth from a spiritual perspective. However you define spirituality for yourself, it does not matter to me. And tapping into like your own internal strength to know that you know what is best for you and how to grow your career so that it benefits yourself, your family, and whatever endeavors you are trying to take on in your life.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So why did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, my first career, I was a performing artist out of Philadelphia, and I really wanted my career to be in Europe. And I was young and I was burning the candle at both ends. And I never realized how much I was an entrepreneur at that point in my life, because being young and being a dancer or an artist of any kind, we're constantly faced with, what are you going to do for a living? What do you mean, what am I going to do for a living? I'm already doing what I want to do for a living. But it's society kind of saying to you, get a quote unquote real job and be in corporate America, make that money, buy that house, buy that car, have those kids, get married, do the structure that we are comfortable with. And I felt like I was fighting a current all the time. And I finally step back and said, all right, this isn't panning out. I'm exhausted. So I stepped into corporate America. I became a paralegal. I went from being a dancer to my first job being in.
That's a different.
Yeah, it is. And my first job was with the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office. So it was like, woo, this is a total opposite. Yes. And I got competitive with myself, and it was a healing process too from my dance career, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And by 6 years into my paralegal career, I just said, I don't want to do this. This doesn't resonate. I didn't feel like I had control over my schedule, my time. I was owned by my offices. I mean, I was in the private sector by the time I left. You know, I was fighting for my pay in a boardroom. When I do the math, it just blows my mind. I was in a very specialized area of law. I had the experience. I had the 5 to 6 years of experience. I had the education, and I was still paid $17,000 less than the median starting pay for the work that I did. And by the time I left 2 years later, I was still $11,000 underpaid. And I was like, is this really stable? is this more stable than being your own boss? And for me, I was like, no, you know, you're just fighting different battles. And if I'm going to fight a battle, I'm going to fight one that feeds my creative process. And I have say over my schedule and my time and how I want to raise my family and design my life. And that's when I just completely left in 2017. I just said, and I'm done. I left after they pulled me into the office and started debating on the necessity of my job when I was the only paralegal who did what I did for a four office firm. And I was like, okay, I don't need to be here then. And I walked away.
Did you dance away?
What's that?
You didn't dance away?
I think I danced away a little bit.
A little bit, okay.
Yeah. I think you're muted.
Is she muted?
I think so. I can't hear her.
Sorry about that. So, question for you. When you started thinking about your dance career, had you ever thought about becoming a dance instructor or anything along that line to stay within the dance community?
I did. I had actually taught dance on and off for many years, and I found that I was not a good teacher. I felt I wasn't a good teacher because I had really good, I had one teacher in college and she was just amazing the way she could break down your movement and your lines and centering. And she made it seem so easy. And I was like, oh, I am not a teacher on that level. And I'm very, if I'm going to teach, especially kids, it's important to me that like, I'm able to break it down in a way that they can understand it. And I just didn't feel like I was doing that well enough for them. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed being the performer and, mm-hmm. and being in the studio myself, but teaching.
I get it. And it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. I just ask because a lot of times we always focus on telling people to monetize what they already do, but you have to realize that sometimes that's still not your calling. That's still mm-hmm. not going to fulfill you. So that's awesome. So you walked away from your corporate job. How did you make that leap into actually starting the business? When did it click for you to start the business?
It actually took, I left in 2017 just to walk away from the corporate environment, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be very honest. I had no idea what I was doing. even though I grew up, like my mother was in economic development all of my young life and into my adult life, I understood the basics of how to get a business started from the traditional sense of have a savings, get a SBA loan, network, market, what is your marketing strategy? Right. And what I realized is I was in a very rural area that, and I'm still in that area, that people don't come here and open businesses. This is a retirement area. People come to hide here from Northern Virginia and DC. And I mean, if I were to show you outside, this house is in the middle of a field. I mean, right. You can't really see your name. You can see the neighbors now, but come summertime when the crops are growing, you don't see anybody.
Right.
And I was like, well, how do I do this? Because no matter even what I do now, when I say I simplify and say I'm a career coach, they go, wow, that's needed. And then there's like a 30-second pause and they go, do you have much business here? Because there just isn't business, period.
Right.
And I said, no, I do everything online. But the first iteration of my business, I was trying to be local to my community. And I was traveling between four counties sometimes doing events. There's very little networking. You do the traditional, like join like Rotary or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's all traditional businesses, bankers, lawyers. So it really isn't the vibe I was going for. Right. And I did that for a couple years and was like, no, I need to go full online. And this was before 2020. And I was kind of researching and asking around and people were scoffing at me and kind of saying, nobody's going to want you in their personal space. That's too personal. You're in their home, essentially. I was like, I don't know. I'm just feeling like I need to go online. Like it mm-hmm. just needs to all be online. And then 2020 happened and everybody's crapping their pants. And I'm like, well, look at that. I've got my tools together. See you later. And so it took a couple of years. It was 2019 when I was like, yeah, I'm going to make this push. I was pregnant with my first child. And I was definitely in a panic state because I put all this stuff together and then I was really stuck on marketing. And marketing is a really difficult concept for me. I don't have, like, I know people who have a background in marketing and it clicks for them. Mm-hmm. And I love listening to them. So I'm like, wow, it's so cool. But then when I go to apply it for myself, it's nothing. Right. I can't get it out of my brain onto paper. Right. So I really struggled with that for a good couple of years, and I had to take a step back from my business and be like, okay, I need to figure this out. And I actually got a job working in health tech for about 2 years. And I learned a lot about marketing from that job. Mm-hmm. And media and how to get yourself out there, in addition to just finding my confidence in coaching. Finding my own voice in coaching, because when you step out into something on your own, it's hard when you don't have a community,
right?
To kind of bounce ideas off of, or find that confidence within yourself to be like, yeah, okay, this is my voice. This is how I like to do things. You're kind of winging it,
right?
When you're meeting with clients, and I did not feel good about that at all. That was very uncomfortable for me. So the job actually taught me a lot about myself. And before I left, I was really being called back to my practice and started turning the lights back on. And I finally got the confidence to step into figuring out my marketing strategy and what I wanted to do. And I really enjoy organic marketing, networking, mm-hmm. collaborating. I get burned out by social media yes. very quickly. And I love doing podcasts. I love meeting people all over the place. Like, and I found a marketing strategist who was like, then that's what you do.
Right.
You know,
right.
Don't
right.
try to mimic what others are telling you, because that's what worked for them. You're not them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what do you love most about being an entrepreneur?
I love the time freedom and having control over myself. Like, the only people I have to answer to are me when I'm getting ornery in my head, and my clients. And my clients are the most important thing, because they're investing in themselves, which essentially is investing in me, and they're trusting mm-hmm. me. And if they're not happy or they're struggling, I get to sit down with them and understand why. Because we have that relationship. It's not a corporate environment where I have to dance around policies to a very strict level, I guess is the nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
And have conversations on a daily basis. I mean, that's the best thing. That's what I've always wanted. I just wanted to do what I love doing, meet the people that needed my help and support them. And that's what I love the most about it.
I love that. You touched upon something that a lot of people don't really think about. And some people feel ashamed of it. When you start your own business, if you have to go back, or you just do go back to a job, there's no shame in that. And that you can use it as a learning experience. Like you said, it actually taught you more of what you needed to know about marketing for your business. So definitely. And then you didn't give up on your business. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, you stepped back, got what you needed, and then you came back full force. And a lot of people need to hear that. So I love mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
What do you find most challenging about being an entrepreneur?
It's when you are an entrepreneur, you're obviously on some level of creative mindset. And what is most challenging for me is I have a tendency when I see something working, I'm like, oh, we need more of this. We need more of this. Right. And I start to hang on in the tight, my grasp of it gets tighter and tighter, to the point where I'm starting to stifle the growth or creativity. And even my marketing strategist had said, you have to have passion projects. And I was like, oh, thank God, you just gave me the green light to like have a passion project that pulls me out of my business so that if it's working, don't mess with it. Let it be. And that's really hard, because that's also trusting that what you've done is working, is going to continue to work, and having faith that it's going to continue to work. And if you're a type A personality like myself, that is really difficult to do, is to like, let it go, let it be, let it breathe.
Right.
I agree. Yeah. So you mentioned like previously that some people, when you wanted to make the transition, had certain ideas or were somewhat skeptical. Now that you've been in it for a minute, how is your relationship with family members, friends? Has it changed negatively, the dynamic, now that you've been in business for a little bit? Has the dynamic changed between you and your family members and friends, negatively or positively?
Yeah, a little bit of both. It's, you know, sometimes they don't understand what I do still, but they see progression. So they back off a little bit on their opinions about what I should or shouldn't be doing. And then at the same time, there are just some people who really have this mindset, this traditional mindset of like, you have a degree, you should be working a job. Right. And that's, you know, that's just who they are. That's not going to change.
Right.
Because that's their comfort level. And, you know, they've seen that I have a book. I was in a multi-authored book. You know, I have news articles that went out, publications, I'm on podcasts, but it still doesn't really click for them. They're like, great. So what are you doing? Working. So there's still a little bit of like, they see it. They're not so harsh about it. They don't have such strong opinions, but at the same time, like, some of them still don't get it. They're like, well, how much money did you make this month? And I'm like, well, you know, it ebbs and flows because there's right. But it ebbs and flows, and every business has a season, and you just have to find that season. And, you know, and I think that is a scary concept for them, that it's not a consistent paycheck coming from somebody else. So, you know, it's a, why would you do this if you don't know what you're going to consistently make every month? And it's like, well, there's patterns. You pick up on the patterns and you hone in on those the longer that you're in business.
Absolutely. And you learn how to pivot. You can also figure out, okay, well, this is my slow season, so maybe this is when I offer this, or maybe this is the time that I step back and just figure out my next set of moves or what have you. So yeah, you just definitely figure out your patterns. So what do you know now that you wish you had known then when you first started?
I wish I had had somebody tell me, just like what we touched on earlier, that it's okay to step back. It's okay to step back. If you are doing everything in your power to get your business off the ground and you feel like you are just running into one roadblock after the other, it's not that you're failing. It's, and this is where the spirituality aspect of what I do comes from, and it's taken me years to get to this point of understanding, is it's a course correction. It's meaning that like you're on the right path, but maybe just change it up. And if it becomes to the point where it's so overwhelming that it's eating away at you mentally and emotionally day after day, and it's not joyful, you have to stop for your own health and go, what do I need right now in this moment? Not what should I be doing, not what, none of the shoulds. Don't bring those in, because that's coming from a place of other people's expectations that you yourself have absorbed and created as your own internal dialogue and story. We all do it. I have to break them. You know, I'm in a moment right now where I'm about to have my second child, and
congrats.
Thanks. And I'm looking at my business and I'm like, there is so much momentum and so much progress going on. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. And even my marketing strategist was like, Tara, you have to stop. You have to take care of yourself. You're right. You're on the right path. Everything is working as you've planned. Stop it. It's okay. And I needed her and people like her the first time around. And I did later, I like ran so hard for a good 3 years at that capacity. Mm-hmm. And my best friend, at one point towards the end, she said, Tara, I'm going to ask you something, but be open-minded. I love you. Don't bite my head off. She's like, I know you love what you're doing. She's an entrepreneur too. She gets it all the time too. She said, what if you did consider looking for a job? Just in the interim, give you some space from your business so that you can kind of recollect. And I was like, yeah, I should. And even now I have people who are like, step back, have your baby, enjoy that time. The business is going to be here. It's doing just fine.
Right. And people, and a lot of times we don't realize that the people will be there. Mm-hmm. And even if you do have to ramp back up to get back up to speed, you already know what you know. So it won't be a learning curve. You know, it won't be your first time that you've come back from slowing down. So definitely. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what's the worst thing that has happened to you being an entrepreneur? How did you bounce back and what did you learn from it?
This is a great question. And it's ironically funny because I'm kind of in the middle of something. And okay, I usually don't talk about them until I'm past them. The burger okay. in me is like, I don't want to get emotional. Ew, feelings.
I'm sensitive too.
What's that?
I'm sensitive too, so go ahead.
All right, so here we go. This has been an interesting journey to the lights coming back on in my business. And it really does touch on what you just said about you coming back to it. It's not a huge learning curve like it was the first time around. I was working a job. I had this amazing job. I loved it. And it turned into one of those unicorn environments that all of a sudden turned to a dumpster fire overnight. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was already kind of turning the lights on into my business anyway, because it was calling me and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'll get into writing, put the website back up, this, that, and the other thing. And then things just all of a sudden getting worse and worse and worse in this environment. And astrologically, like any of the listeners who are into astrology, you'll get what's coming. We had a huge shift astrologically in August. I don't ask me what it is. I'm just an enthusiast. I follow along. I listen. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But can I reiterate it or repeat it? No. But it was
kind of retrograde.
Yeah, we did have a retrograde, I think, at that time too.
Okay.
But it was so weird because all of a sudden, all of these weird oddities started happening in my home. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And the end of July, we found out that we were renting, and there was a busted water pipe under the house. I was like, oh, we need to tell the landlord. We tell the landlord. He's like, yeah, I can't get to it unless it's through the floor and y'all are going to have to move now. I was like, okie dokie, because it was bad. So I said, all right. So we had to be out in less than 5 days. And I was like, I don't even think we can get into our rental in 5 days. I'm like, you have to talk to your parents. So we moved in with my in-laws. In less than 5 days, my son comes down with hand, foot, and mouth. I was like, what? In the midst of this, we get into the house. I get notified of a structural change that's coming down the pipeline at my job. I'm like, this ain't good. I find out I'm pregnant with our second. I'm like, why now? And by November, I was pregnant. We were living with my in-laws. I lost my job. Right in the middle of holiday season. And I'm going, what the fuck just happened? Like, it just, I was like, what?
That's a normal expression.
I love it.
That's a normal expression.
I get that. And I'm like, oh my God. And we had bought land because we were just like, the housing market, I'm like, we got to get creative with this housing market. So we already have land. I'm like, well, we can go get some tents and go live on our land.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I'm just like, I don't know.
That's creative.
Right? And I was like, well, I just go back. I mean, the business is here. And I was already networking and meeting with people. And, you know, there's all this forward momentum. So I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to be here. Okay. And, but it wasn't in the timing that I wanted. None of it was in the timing that I wanted. None of it was what I expected.
Never.
And I'm just like, well, okay. And here we are, almost eight to 7 weeks away from the second baby. And things are in this forward motion with my job, with my business. And I'm like, that's why it's so hard to stop. Cause I'm like, oh God, what other shoe is going to fall on me next? So that has been the hardest part, is like, life happened and like threw me back into this path, but the learning curve wasn't there. And I had all this support and I had all this network around me that was like, you got this.
Right.
I was like, do I? I'm just going to wake up and go every day, but I don't know if I got it today. So that has been something that's hard. And I'm like, this is definitely going to be, there's more to this story. So I guess there's more to come. And at some point I'll write a book.
We love to hear it. We love to read it. But that's good that you're able to bounce back from that. That is crazy. That's definitely crazy. Well, what's been the best thing that's happened to you since you became an entrepreneur?
Oh my goodness. The best thing that ever happened is the fact that, like, I'm, regardless of everything that's been going on lately, I am exactly where I wanted to be when I left my corporate career. I mean, I used to look at people who had their own businesses and I was like, wow, you are free to do what you want, when you want, how you want. You get to work with the clients that you want to work with. And I just was like, I want to be at that point in my life. I can go to events at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not restricted by an office hours. And I just was like, I want that for my life. And that's exactly where I'm at. And I'm like, wow, I did it. Right. It's crazy shit going on, but I did it.
I love it. I love it.
Look at the positive. That's right. Look at the positive, right?
So that has been the best thing. And I couldn't go back. I could never go back. There's been too much progress.
I love it.
What motivates you every day to do this?
Well, for one, it's my kids. Because I want them, I grew up in a household where my parents were divorced and my mom, she did the typical corporate thing, but she was also an artist and she always wanted her artistic life, but she did what she thought she had to do. And she would always tell me, you can do whatever you want with your life. You can do whatever you want. But then her example was always, I can't do whatever I want because I have to raise two kids and I have a mortgage. So I have to do this job to make ends meet. Being a single parent, I'm not a single parent, but I am a single parent for about 7 months out of the year because my husband's a commercial fisherman. I have learned to understand her struggle with that. And the reason why I'm so passionate is I want to not tell my kids that you can do whatever you set your mind to, but show them you can do whatever you set your mind to and have it be real that it's not going to be perfect, but you can do it.
I love that. Have you had any crazy clients, any crazy stories that's happened to you?
So far, not yet.
Stay the course.
Yep.
They're coming.
I know.
They are coming.
Yeah, crazy does show up eventually.
It does. Yeah, there's no avoiding it. I mean, in my business, not yet, but I have had, well, and it's funny. Even when I was health coaching, for the startup. I mean, I coach upwards of thousands of clients. And I did have some wonky situations in that arena. So I'm waiting for the wonky situations to appear in my business.
Well, do you think since it's spiritually based, do you think maybe because you can like pick up on vibes and everything that could keep you away from the crazy?
It definitely minimizes it, but there's no way to really, because talking on an energetic level, I mean, people just hit walls in their life. Like, we don't truly know what somebody is contending with and what all they're contending with when they come to work with us. And you just don't know what's going to hit them or happen to them. And they could be going along just fine and there's no weird vibes at all. And then all of a sudden something happens and they may not even want to talk about it. And they're bringing the hurt, the pain, the trauma forward. And that's when you see the quote unquote crazy and you're like, do you want to talk about it? What's going on? what's happening? And you know, sometimes they won't because they're just in that headspace and you're just going to be like, okay, well, I'm here if you need me, but I think this is where we end the relationship. Right. If it's really bad, you know, it'll be a let's go separate ways indefinitely type thing, depending on what's happened and how they react and respond. Because as we've seen in the world lately, I mean, everybody's under a tremendous amount of stress. And when people crack, I mean, it's like, I don't even think they realize what they're doing. I mean, I have moments where, you know, everything I've been through, I'm like, can I just get a gin martini and a cigarette and watch the world burn? You know, I'm like, I'll just sit back and watch. Whereas, you know, other people
in that order.
Yeah.
Wow. So I got it. So I have this question.
Yeah.
You're a dancer.
Yeah.
We have to know. What's on your playlist right now?
My playlist is all over the place.
Okay. Like Pavarotti and Uncle Luke. Like what's going on right now?
Like bluegrass too.
Bluegrass. Okay. That's different.
Too. Club music. Like, I love house music.
Okay.
You know, as a dancer, it was funny because I never really liked to hang out with the dancers. I was always out with the artists at the house parties. And everybody thought I was a graphic designer when I was in college. I was like, oh, that's so nice. No,
wow.
Because dancers at my university kind of had this reputation of being bitchy. And they were like, you're not bitchy. You're down to earth. What's your major? Are you one of the graphic designers? And I'm like, I can be. Wow. if it keeps me at the party and you don't kick me out. So yeah, it's like bluegrass to remixes to good old country music. Cause I'm in Virginia. Like, my husband, he's like, just listen to, you know, more recent country. I'm originally from Western New York. And I'm like, you married the enemy, dude. Like, what happened? Wow. What's wrong with you?
Wow.
And he gives me all kinds of garbage all the time talking about history. It's been eye-opening to live in the South and be married to a Southerner. It's just things that I never really grew up with or paid attention to. On one hand, it's been a great learning opportunity. And on another hand, I'm just kind of look at him sometimes and go, shut up.
Wow.
So there's R&B, there's, you know, and I have a YouTube playlist. I just pop that on when I'm not in the, I don't have my kid in the car and he's like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, nothing.
Oh,
I had it on the country music.
That list. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like old school Missy Elliott, things like that.
The stuff that he hates.
Oh no, him and I love Missy.
Okay.
He's a little different too. He likes eclectic mix of music and we relate on it. And I get confused because I'm like, where were you raised again?
That's funny. So As far as success for entrepreneur, what makes an entrepreneur successful in your mind? And at this point of your journey, do you consider yourself successful?
I do consider myself successful. For me, success is not measured by the tangible things that you have. It's not measured by money or, you know, the dollar value of the things you own. And I think we're sold on this image of success being exactly that. Like, having expensive things is the definition of success. And success for me is standing in your own power to know that you are designing your life the way you want to design it. And I have. I have control over my schedule. I'm creative every day. I get to talk to new people every day. I get to network with new people every day. I get to walk away when I want to walk away. I get to raise my kids how I want to raise them and be there for them. And success is really defined by your definition of success. It's funny. I just wrote I interviewed for Medium for one of their articles about authenticity and vulnerability and talking about success. And I'm like, it's really defined by you. Right. There is no right or wrong definition. If you like buying nice things, then there's nothing wrong with you buying nice things. If it makes you feel like you've reached some level of success that you've been striving for, that's right. Okay. And vice versa. If you're like, I just want to be home to be able to take care of myself, my family, whether you have kids or aging parents, or you help support siblings, or even if you're just like, I just want to stay single and travel the world and be able to do that on my own time, then that is, and you reach that level, you are successful.
I love that.
That's beautiful. So how do you deal with, when you have those moments, how do you deal with doubt or imposter syndrome?
Oh, I find that I have to unplug when I'm starting to doubt myself and have imposter syndrome. This is why I burn out easily from social media, because social media it's just a facade in many ways. It's like a business front, you know, it's like a front door. You're just seeing what people want you to see about them and their business. You can tell the authentic ones from the non-authentic ones. And when I start to feel full of doubt, I sometimes am like, well, let me go see what some of my colleagues are doing. Maybe kind of sit in their energy of like positive light energy. And sometimes that works. And then sometimes when it's like just building within me, I'm like, I can't look at that stuff because I start to feel like I'm failing in some way because I'm not there yet, or I haven't done something that they're doing. And it's like, that's not my journey. That's not my story. That's their journey. That's their story. Walk away from it. And I kind of go within. I unplug from my phone. I unplug from social media. I really hone in on my journaling. I have my journal sits on the headboard. And I do that first thing in the morning. And I look at affirmations first thing in the morning to just kind of put my brain into that perspective. It may not stay there during the day. Because as the day goes on, we're bombarded with information constantly. And then by the evening, I kind of bring it back to, all right, what did I accomplish today that I needed to accomplish for myself? And there have been days where I have umpteen dozen things on my list that I want to do. And life says, not today. Other things come up and I take care of those. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what I needed to take care of today. And it wasn't related to my business. And I had to learn to put that into perspective and not try to be like, no, I have to do the same thing every day, be consistent, show up. Otherwise, it's not going to work. But that burned me out. So having gone to that extreme, I know when I'm starting to redline and be like, all right, let's bring it back in center.
I understand that. I had to do that myself. You burn yourself out and it's like, wait a minute, you got to learn how to give yourself grace and patience. Yeah. And when I veer off of my to-do list, as long as I did something towards it, it might not have been on my to-do list, but it was still me showing up for my business in some way each day. You know what I'm saying? So I've given myself that type of grace. So I understand that totally. Absolutely. So what's next for you? What do you see for yourself in the future? What goals are you working towards currently?
So right now, next up is just to have this baby and really hone in on, and I think that's important to just, you know, touch on for anybody who may want to have kids, is about to have a child, is running a business, like definitely focus on that at the third trimester when you're in full on nesting mode and all your energy is depleted, but your mind wants to keep going. Listen to the body and know that like postpartum is a 4-month process, 3 to 4 month process. Allow your body to transition through that. And while I'm focusing on that, I'm stepping back a little bit. I'm just kind of letting go of strangling what's working in my business to just let things unfold for the remainder of the year. And working with my networks, I have some things lined up. A lot of stuff is going on in the background, meaning it's not out on social media. So I have a lot of networking that I do. I'm looking forward to as I come back to things in June and July and maybe putting together a networking event, you know, possibly heading into Philadelphia. Yay, get to go home. And just kind of seeing how things just unfold this year, since there was such a breakdown last year to this point. This year is really just getting out of its way, like me getting out of its way to let it unfold. And then, of course, I'm always thinking about the year ahead. Like, to me, this year is done. And I've reached all my goals. But the reality is like, just being in the space for this year, and we'll see where we are at the end of the year and where we go next. I mean, I definitely want to put together more programs. And eventually, like way down in the future, my passion is women's health, particularly in pre and postnatal support. And where I live, because it's so rural, I would eventually like to put together a brick and mortar place where women can come and get the support that they need physically in a location here, as well as online. But that's a passion project for way down the line, because I explored that the first time around and realized I needed a lot of capital to come to the table with, to really put that together. And I was like, okay, it's needed though.
Definitely.
I love Definitely. It.
So what's one final piece of advice that you would give new entrepreneurs that want to step into this whole journey?
Be kind to yourself. Really be kind to yourself. And try, as hard as it is, try to let go of expectations of how it's going to unfold. Because I can tell you it's not going to unfold the way you think it's going to. It's going to unfold the way it needs to. And it is going to be a journey. So really be kind to yourself. No matter what obstacles you go up against, no matter what doubts you run into, you are not failing. You're not failing. You're doing exactly what you should do. And you're experiencing everything we've all experienced. So find your tribe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Well, let our listeners know how they can get with you as far as either working with you or just following you.
Yeah. I will recommend jumping on my email list. That's the best way to know what's going on, like workshops, events, getting to know me. I have an open virtual door policy, virtual open door policy. If you have any thoughts or questions, you resonate with something that I've said or you've read, please don't hesitate to reach out to me by email. You can find me on my website at groundedenergy111.com. You can find the email list depending on when this episode comes out, hopefully I will have that section just cleaned up. But I have a section called the Discover Your Career Mindset. In there is how you can find a reflection exercise if you're just like need a break from everything that's going on. I do a quick meditation, and you can sign up for the email list there. You can find me on Instagram at grounded_energy111. But the email list is really going to be, because like I said, social media tends to burn me out. But you can always follow me there. I do post stories regularly, usually affirmations, things that are kind of going on, empowerment stuff at various levels. But yeah, the email list, and always email me if you want to connect. And I like to connect with anybody that joins the email list. I truly like to know who you are and what you do.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your journey. Definitely appreciate it. And you shared a lot of information that people can see themselves with and relate to. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's such a pleasure to be here.
IRS notices can be intimidating, but waiting to act could cost you your valuable taxpayer rights. Don't try to handle the IRS alone. These agents are trained to track you into agreements designed to collect as much money as possible. Don't pay thousands of dollars to a marketing company claiming to be a tax resolution firm. Get behind the shield. The enrolled agents at Elite 8 Tax and Financial Services are experts at tax resolution, protecting taxpayers' rights, and are federally licensed to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Elite 8 Tax and Financial Services has the knowledge, skill, and experience to assist you with audit representation, liens, levies, offers in compromise, innocent spouse relief, wage garnishment, back taxes, and more. Don't lose sleep, time, or your rights as a taxpayer. Make your appointment today at elite8financial.com to schedule a consultation and get the IRS off your back. Get behind the shield.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and thank you again for listening. Be sure to leave us a comment, like, subscribe, and follow. Also, follow us on all social media platforms under Entrepreneurship Happens. Next week, we will be talking to the kick-ass coach, Tammy Johnston, about her journey and also how she helps new entrepreneurs get started on their journey in the correct way. See you next time. Bye. Are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner? Or is your target audience entrepreneurs or business owners? Then we definitely have a spot for you. Become an advertiser or an actual guest on our podcast. We are still reforming, and we'd love to have you a part of our team. Send an email to info@entrepreneurshiphappens.com, and we'll get right back to you and get you all scheduled and on our list. See you then.